Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Mark 9, 2 and 3.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Mark 9, 2 and 3. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain to be alone. As the men watched, Jesus' appearance was transformed and his clothes became dazzling white, far whiter than any earthly bleach could ever make them. I have a friend named Anna who loves the Lord passionately because he saved her. Literally. Heroin addiction would have killed her had Jesus not intervened. I knew her before she chose to follow him, and I testify to her being a completely different person now. Even her countenance has changed. God desires change and growth for us. He wants to see us move from spiritual infancy to maturity, with Christ-likeness being the goal. The Holy Spirit is the agent of that change, and He begins transforming us inwardly the moment we place our faith in Jesus. The theme of transformation is woven throughout Mark 9. It begins with today's verse that tells us about Jesus' transformation that identified Him as God Almighty. The writer specifically mentions Jesus' clothes becoming dazzling white. That brilliance came not from an exterior light source, but from within him. He is the light of the world, the one in whom no darkness dwells. He is sinless, absolutely pure and holy. One theologian says this incident on the mount was amazing, but the true miracle was how Jesus humbled himself and concealed his heavenly glory in his humanity. When we look at the context of today's verse, we see that it prefaces two stories that illustrate the transformation Jesus brings into people's lives. The first story was about a demon-possessed boy. The disciples were unable to cast out the demon, but then Jesus showed up and changed everything. He commanded the spirit to leave the child and never enter him again, and the boy was healed. That is complete transformation. And then we read about the disciples. They bickered about who was superior in their ranks and felt threatened by another man's success at casting out demons. Their failed attempt to help the little boy likely fueled their jealousy. Jesus responded by teaching them about kingdom values, humility, servanthood, kindness, and sacrifice. My friend, like the boy and the disciples, we cannot accomplish personal transformation using human effort. Only God's power can break strongholds of sin. Just as Jesus commanded the spirit to leave and never enter the boy again, so we can trust him to set us free and keep us from falling back into a besetting sin. Adopting kingdom values changes us from focusing on serving our own interests to serving others from genuine humility and love. We move from feeling insecure, jealous, and easily threatened by others' success to being secure in our identity and calling. When we have nothing to prove and no need to impress others, we're free to pour out our lives for Christ and pursue His purposes with no ulterior motives. Jesus' transfiguration and His identity reveal as God Almighty gave the disciples confidence that the message they'd heard and preached about the Messiah was true. It ought to fill us with confidence too. The same power that transformed Christ and that raised Him from the dead works within us. There is no sin or shame so great that He cannot break its power over us. Transformation is His specialty. The original word for transformed, as used in today's verse, carries the idea of exchanging one's appearance for another more glorious. It's used only three other times in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 3:18, Matthew 17:2, and Romans 12:2. As surely as Christ's appearance was exchanged for something more glorious, so can our present status be exchanged for one more glorious through the Holy Spirit's power. Transformation is ongoing. We move to the next level of maturity and glory when we've dealt with the difficult issues in the present one. Thankfully, we don't figure this out on our own. God Almighty leads us through the process. I marvel at Anna's transformation. It didn't come from her own strength. It came from the power of the living God at work within her. When she surrendered herself to Him, He identified her as His adopted child and began a beautiful work within her. He'll do the same for us if we let Him. May I pray for you? God, thank You for working in us to make us more like Jesus. Remove from us the thoughts and behaviors that grieve You. Grow in us a greater desire to embrace Your kingdom values and to know You more intimately. Thank You for loving us and for never giving up on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.